This is Lancer Radio, streaming live at lancerradio.org. This is Dot Cannon with Over Coffee. I have some exciting news for you. Next week is the Festival of New Plays at the Autry Museum, Native Voices at the Autry. Jean Bruce Scott's the co-founder and producing executive director of Native Voices, and she says this festival is going to include works from one new playwright, one emerging one, and one whose work is just about ready for full production. Let's look at the three new plays that you have for 2013. What's the one from the new playwright?
Our newest playwright is Lori Favala, and she's from the Dakotas, and she has been doing some writing and is taking some writing workshops in television writing, but she'd never written a play before. And so she had approached us early on and said, I don't know if I can do this, but if I did, could I submit? And of course, we said, absolutely. And she submitted a very delightful, easily written, not easily written from the playwright standpoint, but easy to read play about a young girl who is very troubled and who goes to work in a nursing home. And part of her life and her life history, the death of her father, which was very mysterious, is now all brought up again because three of the residents at the nursing home were somehow involved or know something about it. And so it's called The Healer's Remains. It's quirky, it's delightful, it's heartbreaking. For a first-time playwright, the thing that the National Reading Panel all responded to was how naturally, and when I said it was easy writing, how naturally and easily this playwright has written this play. It's really amazing for a first-time playwright.
That's one a lot of people are going to want to see. Before we go on here, that's the first play that's going to be read, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Do you think at this point there will still be seats for The Healer's Remains?
Absolutely. We have a very nice theater. We're in the Wells Fargo Theater at the Autry National Center, and we have about 200 seats. So, yeah, we should definitely have seats. Come on down.
Free seats, but people need to reserve in advance. How about the play from the emerging playwright? Is that Standoff at Highway Number 37?
Right. Now, that's, as an emerging playwright, that's a bit of a misnomer. Vicki Ramirez was a playwright 20 years ago. We actually worked with her on a festival that we did in New York City in 1996 on a play called Smoke. But she also does a lot of other things, and so she moved away from playwriting for a while, and now she's coming back. This particular play, she started to develop through the Public Theater's Emerging Writers Program, and she sent it to us and said, would we be willing to do a second workshop on it? And we sent it off to the national panel. They read it, responded to it. And this is very exciting for us because this particular play, unlike her first play that we workshopped, Smoke, was what we would call sort of a kitchen sink drama. You know, it dealt with a family. It was all in the house. It was, you know, family issues. This particular play is very big. It takes place out on a highway. It involves the National Guard and a local tribal community, as well as other Native Americans who are very interested in the cause of Native rights and land rights. And it really fascinated us, and it was very exciting because it's such a different kind of play for Vicki to tackle. In addition to that, there's been a movement afoot that came out of Canada called Idle No More. That is a peaceful demonstration, not a protest, but a peaceful demonstration of Native concerns about land rights and land usage, especially in Canada with fracking and the proposed pipeline up there. And so it's also just a very, very timely play in that sense. And we're so excited to have Vicki back in writing and can't wait to get our hands on this one and play with this one and see how it turns out. It's a really exciting project that she's got here, and it's not overly political. It's actually a very personal story about one young man who has joined the National Guard. He's a tribal member, and he discovers that there is a bit of a conflict between what he wants to do for his country, America, and what he needs to do and is morally compelled to do in terms of his tribal government. So, really interesting.
Sounds like the best kind of storytelling, where you put a face to the issue, where you make people see, how does this affect someone?
Exactly, yeah.
Let's also look at the ready-to-produce playwright's play. Where have all the warriors gone?
This is a play by Daryl Dennis, and we produced Daryl's Tales of an Urban Indian with the Public Theater quite a few years ago here and then also in Los Angeles. And Daryl is a highly accomplished playwright, television writer, actor from Canada. He's moved now to Los Angeles. He's been there a couple of years now. And this particular play, he usually writes comedies. And so, again, our interest here, this particular play, while it has some very funny moments and very sort of dark humor, it's dealing also with a very serious subject, and that's the murder of one of the characters. So there are three young men and a young woman who grew up together, and we meet them at the moment when the young woman has been murdered. We think that one of the particular characters has committed the murder, and so we follow his story. He's actually being represented by a friend who went on to law school, who left the reservation, who really hasn't been part of their lives for a while. And so they all come back together in this particular moment. And what Daryl wanted to do was to look at the ramifications of what assimilation has done to even modern-day Native Americans, that although the point of contact was quite a while ago, that those issues and those hurts can still be felt within reservation communities and also in urban Indians, because these Native people have now moved into more, quote-unquote, city life and off the reservation. So it's just it's a haunting, haunting play, and Daryl manages to do it with humor throughout and make some very, very strong points.
Sounds like a very gifted playwright.
He's very gifted, yeah.
In addition to assimilation and the issues behind the American Indian movement, what would you really like people to get from the new plays for this Festival of Plays?
Well, I think probably those are really important issues. The idea that any writer can affect any kind of discussion about those issues is very important to all playwriting, not just Native playwriting. But I think that the thing that people are always surprised by is how accessible and universal the stories are, because of how both real and close to us these characters are. So despite the fact that you may not be a Native person or you may not have grown up on a reservation, each one of these stories has as you said, has a face on it, has a very personal story that is translatable into all of our lives. So seeing these kinds of questions and dilemmas and stories through this lens, I think, is very interesting and, as I said, very accessible to all audiences.
You and I have been listening to Jean Bruce Scott. She's the co-founder and producing executive director of Native Voices at the Autry, which is the only equity theater company in the nation that's devoted to developing plays by Native American playwrights. They're having their Festival of New Plays next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Free admission. There's going to be a new play reading at the Autry's Wells Fargo Theater at 7:30 each evening. Those dates are May 29th, 30th, 31st. Admission's free and reservations are required. So the fastest way to make a reservation, Google Native Voices Festival of New Plays. Their link for reservations ought to come right up. Once again, Native Voices Festival of New Plays on Google, or go to autry.org, or rather theautry.org, and look for Theater Native Voices under the tab that says What's Here.